Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It now looks like Congress will not meet the midnight deadline about an hour from now to avoid a partial government shutdown. Frustrations grew on the Senate floor as GOP Senator Rand Paul held up voting. He opposes the measure because it increases the federal debt.
But really, who's to blame? Both parties. We have a 700-page bill that no one has read that was printed at midnight. No one will read this bill. Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Voting most likely will occur in the early Friday morning hours. Approval in the Senate seemed assured, but the situation in the House remains more uncertain. Members of both parties there oppose the $400 billion spending measure. Vice President Mike Pence is in Japan Thursday, and he says the U.S. will act with vigilance and resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats. Pence spoke to some of the 54,000 personnel at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo after touring the facility and being briefed on the capabilities of the base if, quote, diplomacy fails.
As we speak, an estimated 100,000 North Korean citizens labor in modern-day gulags. Those who dare raise their voices in dissent are imprisoned, tortured, and even murdered. Their children and grandchildren routinely punished for their family's sins against the state.
This is VOA News. North Korea staged